All right, it's KFC Radio post Valentine's Day edition. This episode's brought to you by BarkBox. BarkBox, if you have a dog and you love your dog, you have to get him BarkBox because it brings him happiness, him or her happiness and joy, and it makes your life easier. BarkBox sends you a package of bones, toys, treats, and anything else that a dog loves every single month, so you don't have to go to the pet store, you don't have to buy it at the store, you don't even have to worry about picking things out. BarkBox is going to send you things in like a theme. So like last time, it was like outdoor camping, and the dog was chewing on marshmallows and things that he loved. It's got like a nice little cute theme to it, and every time I pick up the boxes, when I pick up the packages, Duncan knows that it's a BarkBox. So he gets excited. It's easy for me. It's cheap. And your dog's going to be happy, so why would you not do it? Go to BarkBox.com/KFC, and you're going to get a free extra month of BarkBox. Once again, it's BarkBox.com/KFC. Subscribe to a 6- or 12-month plan and get an extra month for free. KFC Radio back in the building. We're here. Oss is back on the West Coast. We're going to do some voicemails today. We're going to do all around the world. But first, like I said, it is the Valentine's Day wrap-up where I would imagine we had very different Valentine's Day situations all around.
Mine was fantastic.
Yours sounded absolutely amazing, John.
Yeah, it was
you wrote a blog about it. You basically had like a virtual date with your mom, and you ate a bunch of food.
Yep.
And you probably jerked off and rolled over and went to sleep.
No, I didn't.
You didn't even jerk off.
No, I was too. I can't hear myself very well in these headphones, but I was too. I was too full. to pleasure myself.
That is a full that is hard to come by. When you're so full, you can't even crack steak.
I was so full. I was having a hard time watching TV.
John, how much did you eat, bro?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, that happens to me a lot.
I was having to bury the food was, you know, when you can feel it when you've filled up your stomach so much and it's just it's in your esophagus.
It's piling up like a garbage can.
And I was still shoveling into my mouth, but I had to bury that down and think, okay, because I was on the last two episodes of The Missing, so I was like, you got to focus here, John. Got to hunker down and get this out of the way. And I nailed him. Great show. But it was, I got up.
John, you're a real hero, by the way. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. And I got up for the first time in 4 hours. And you know how when you drink a lot sitting down, you get up and you think, oh, shit, I'm pretty fucked up right now.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't really
realized
that.
You don't know it until you stand up.
I stood up and I thought, oh, fuck, I'm really sick. This is disgusting.
This is gluttony. This is like one of the seven deadly sins. When you eat so much that you're physically sick.
Is this like rare for you?
It's not rare. Last night it was particularly bad.
Do you do this all the time?
I'm surprised because I thought the three of us led pretty like similar lifestyles. And I feel like this pretty often. Like pretty much at least once a week because that's when I cheat on my diet. And I eat until I feel sick, and then I take a nap, and then I wake up and I eat it until I'm sick, and repeat.
Asa, I'm pretty sure you have an eating disorder.
No, oh, 100%. At least mentally, like in my mind, I definitely have like the mentality of someone with an eating disorder.
I have this thing when I'm hungover or when I'm sick or when I'm too full.
Just make noises.
But like a beach whale where it's just looking for help. I was like, so I was walking around my apartment at 2 a.m. going,
have you ever seen that that Louis C.K. stand-up bit where he's like, the meal's not over when I'm full. The meal's over when I hate myself.
Yes. Right.
Yep.
That's basically the most accurate thing I've ever heard in my life.
But I couldn't, once I finished and my meal for my mom, because that's what happened, Asa, I don't know if you saw that. Yesterday morning, my mom texted me, happy Valentine's Day. Put a little something in your account so you can have a nice dinner on me and Dad tonight. So
John's still a child.
I ordered a bunch of food from my mommy and daddy.
That's so cute.
Ah, of course she would say that.
And I ate it all. And then I rolled myself to bed. I didn't go to bed. I rolled myself to
bed.
Like
the fucking fat kid in Willy Wonka.
Exactly. And I got in bed and I just I couldn't love myself anymore because I was like, thank God there's not someone in this bed with me. It would
and,
be
and listen,
who was trying to have sex with me on top of it. Like, I'd be like, get all of these away people. From me. What is? Did you see how much food I just ate?
I'm bloated.
I had a bunch of gnocchi. I had some polenta and sausage. I had a huge piece of New York cheesecake. And I was just like, get... The thought of someone trying to suck my dick right now infuriates me. Infuriated me. I couldn't. I was so full when I woke up. I smacked my morning wood away like it was a fucking horny teenager. Like, get the hell. Who do you think you are?
Do you know what we did last night? I am not ready for this.
I'm not ready for fucking the exhaustion of a 30-second masturbation.
I do not feel sexy right now.
No.
So wait.
I agree, though. Like, I always tell Tony, as soon as I start eating carbs, like, my body is a no-sex zone. Like, don't touch me. Don't look at me. I just want to wear, like, the baggiest clothing and,
see,
like, don't
now,
even touch me.
That makes sense coming from you because you're a woman. John,
yeah.
Do you now, like, sympathize with girls when you're trying to, like, when? So let's say you haven't eaten yourself almost into a coma and you are back to your normal sexual self. You want to have sex with a girl. And she's like, no, I feel bloated. Do you now have, like, sympathy for that?
No.
Of course.
Why?
Well, I wouldn't expect you, if you were super horny and I was the one who was full and bloated, I wouldn't expect you to have sympathy. Because we get in a fight. You'd be like, stop. And girls be like, what are you,
get
what
him,
are
John.
You gay?
Get him, John.
What are you gay? You want to have sex with me? Like, oh, I'm just full and I fucking feel like shit. Leave
I'm
me
straight
alone.
And I'm fat. That's the problem. I'm not gay.
I'm embarrassed of my body. That's my problem.
That's why going like on a date to a big dinner is the weirdest
the worst.
Thing.
That's why,
like,
Valentine's Day in general is kind of weird. Portnoy was talking on Barstool Radio yesterday about how he went to, it was sushi, but it was like 24 courses paired with wine and drinks and stuff. And his girlfriend ended up getting so blacked out, she like fell asleep at the table. He was like, I ate too much food. It's just like,
Valentine's Day, if
it's about going to dinner, that's fine. But if you want Valentine's Day to be about sex, it should be like you go to happy hour.
Right.
The big dinner, I had a steak dinner last night. I was like, I mean, there's no way I was going to have sex, period. But I was like, I definitely don't want to have sex after all this.
Valentine's Day is just, it's like trying to make Thanksgiving sexy.
Yeah,
it
right.
It just doesn't
yes!
work. I just ate so fucking much. I don't want to fuck right now. This is insanity.
and then the idea that when guys are running around, be like, maybe we'll do like anal. Maybe we'll do something kinky. It's like, you just stuffed yourself with a fucking special Valentine's Day menu. Nobody wants to have sex here.
Never mind with your butt.
No,
never mind.
Absolutely
with
not with my butt. My butt is very preoccupied right now with everything that I just ate.
Is to have sex and then go to dinner.
That could revolutionize the game. Everybody has to have sex
have,
at like 6:30.
Have your dessert first.
Yeah.
It's like getting jerked off before a massage rather than getting a happy ending.
That also
that
might revolutionize
if I got,
it.
If I got jerked off first, I'd be like, don't touch me. I'm out of here.
Really?
No, I think I could
wouldn't
be nice
you love
and relaxed.
Like a relaxing massage?
I guess so. I guess we need to put it that
because
way.
You're not thinking about, I'm about to get a jerk. I'm about
or
to get a hand job.
Am I going to get it? Which
right.
I think is probably often the case for you guys.
Yeah, it's always in the back of your mind, like, this one might be the type to do it.
But it is. It's so weird as the guy who was single on Valentine's Day. I remember crawling into bed and just making my roommates think there was a monster in the house. But as I was laying there thinking, John, you're such a disgusting piece of shit, I was like, just think what our neighbors are doing. Think about that girl who lives across the hall. I bet she's all dolled up in fucking whipped cream and being all sexy right now. That's the mind of a single guy. In reality, you're all doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah,
you
everybody's in bed going, ugh.
I actually had a really similar Valentine's Day to you, John. Nice. I also ordered food and did nothing. Actually, Tony worked. So he fucked someone else on Valentine's Day, and we did not have sex.
It's tale as old as time, you know? It's a fairy tale from Disney.
So I ordered food and got insanely full and also went to sleep. Like, I didn't do
anything. And you know what? You loved every fucking second of it, right? Even, well, maybe not your husband had sex with someone else.
I don't
care about that. Yeah, it's like, I really enjoyed myself all through and through.
Like, I'd rather eat than...
Have sex. I'd rather eat than do almost anything. For real. Eat and watch TV, and those things go hand in hand. You can't really have one without the other, if you ask me.
Yes, I don't understand how people do that. Like, my parents, whenever I go home, we eat dinner together as a family every night, and, like, we don't watch TV while we do it.
Hate that.
And it drives me crazy. I'm like, how are we living like this?
Basically, like, it boils down to, like, if you're in a situation where you could be watching TV and you're not watching TV, you're just depriving yourself because TV makes everything better. I'd always rather have the TV on. So we're going to get into a little edition of Around the World here. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best online app to buy and sell tickets on the secondary market. So how it works, you download the free SeatGeek app. Costs you absolutely nothing. You then have access to every concert and every major sporting event that you follow, where you live, whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go. SeatGeek will probably have tickets available for you that are 100% guaranteed. You don't have to worry about any fraudulent tickets. And you don't have to worry about overpaying because they put all the tickets on an easy-to-read chart so you know exactly what you're getting per dollar spent. So whether it's the front row seat that's overpriced or the back row seat that's a good deal, you know that you're getting the most bang for your buck with SeatGeek. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, click add a promo code, enter KFC, and when you buy your first ticket, you're going to get $20 back. That means it goes directly to your PayPal account or they send you a check. It's free money and affordably priced tickets for your favorite events. Why would you not do it? Download the free SeatGeek app today. So before we get into Around the World, we jokingly kind of kicked around the idea this week of having, like, we're not going to talk about sex on KFC Radio because there was some complaints. And right away we're talking about John jerking off and being fat. And
We're doing that today?
Apparently not, right?
It's too late.
It's too late now.
We can start right now.
Nah, don't think so.
But
we will start.
Diet starts next Monday.
Exactly. That's what the KFC Radio sex ban is going to be, a diet. Oh, after this weekend, after the holidays, starts on Monday. And then we're just going to keep talking about John being fat. So we begin today in Mumbai, where a man murdered his friend for not dancing at a birthday party. 21-year-old man was allegedly murdered by his 24-year-old friend after he refused to shake a leg during the birthday party they had organized for a common friend. The incident took place at 4 a.m. outside of a lottery shop. How did he kill him? Let me see here. He took a wooden plank and smashed him in the head with it and killed him. I am so offended by the idea that you could get murdered for not dancing at a birthday
party.
Totally
disagree. You deserve to be murdered.
No.
What? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. If you're outside fucking middle school and you're the guy who's like, I don't dance, fuck you, man. Go have a good time. You're so, like, the guy who, if you're just sitting in the corner and you're quiet and you're minding your own business, whatever, but if you're advertising the fact that you don't dance, fuck you.
Correct. I will agree with that. I myself like to dance. I think it's a little lame when people say they can't. It's like, neither can I,
yeah,
but
none
of us can. What are you, fucking Justin Timberlake? Just have some fun. But the only thing worse than that guy being like, I don't dance, I'm too cool, are the people who are like, you have to dance, come dance, when they pull you, they try to put you in the middle of the circle. And it's like almost when people try to make you drink. It's like when people try to make you do anything. I'm going to do me, and you do you, and we'll have our own fun at this party.
That's
Thank
true.
You.
So, even at a concert,
when they make you clap your hands to the music, I'm like, nope,
I'm good. Don't tell me what to do.
Now that you told me to, I'm absolutely not.
No, I see that. When someone's trying to drag me on the dance floor, I'm like, fuck you. I've been out there plenty of times. I'll go out on my own volition. So I get that. But just don't be the guy who has to have that guy drag you. So go out there on your own time. Don't be the guy who's standing there going, oh, I don't dance.
Why?
I'm not a dancer. Go out and dance.
But
just go have a little
dancing
good time.
Is not a good time to everyone.
It is, though. It is, though.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
I will say this. The people who say they don't dance desperately want to dance. They're just embarrassed for some reason. It's not like they truly, genuinely don't like dancing.
And the embarrassment makes it unenjoyable.
Right.
And so incredibly, I'm so self-conscious when I'm dancing that, like,
well,
there's no
a
way
terrible
I can
dancer.
Have the time. Yeah, exactly.
I'm the same way about karaoke.
Therefore,
I'm not good at karaoke. I'm not funny. I definitely can't sing. And I'm not funny when I do it, so I really just don't want to do it because I don't want to be standing there for like 4.5 minutes while people are looking at me like, and then people are like, why don't you sing a song? And it's like, because it's going to be bad for all of us, so how about you just trust me on this one?
Right.
I think dancing's kind of the same thing. I'm not going to really enjoy it, and why do you fucking care if I'm out there moving around?
Stage.
Yeah, why do you care? Why did this murderer care so much?
Maybe it was a special dance they'd done for their friend.
Oh, okay, now we're looking into the Mumbai dance party and whether they have special friend dances.
You never know. Just dance. Just dance.
Don't bash someone to death with a wooden plank just because they don't want to dance.
Dance.
That's... That's my message.
Dance so you don't get bashed to death with a wooden plank.
Also, I will say there, you guys should, I mean, I shouldn't say you guys should be careful, but there have definitely been instances in my life where I wanted to fuck a guy and then I saw him dance and then I didn't want to fuck
Overexposure
him.
Overexposure is definitely a thing.
And yeah, like it only impacted
negatively.
His image negatively. So I think it's perfectly okay for someone to be like, I don't dance. Especially if there's maybe someone at the party, you know, they hit it off with and they want to have sex with later that night. If they dance.
When I'm in dance mode, I'm not in sex mode. If you know what I mean. When I'm dancing.
John has dance mode, food mode, sex mode, and they do not intersect at all.
There's no Venn diagram.
There's no overlap.
So you have never danced on a night that you had sex on?
Yeah, but like that's not really dancing. I've been on the dance floor on a night I've had sex. If I'm out there being John dancing, that's not a guy who's gonna fuck later. That's a dude who's out of his goddamn mind.
There was probably several girls who were like, oh, look at that guy over there, and then you started dancing and sweating and they were like, never fucking
no,
never mind.
not sweating
because I'm John and I don't fucking sweat.
Also, I don't even like when a guy can dance too well.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah, like, no, I'm actually beautifully in the middle. I'm not.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
And you know what? You're very humble. Too.
I'm not Justin Timberlake in the mirrored studio with like pop moves. And I'm also not the guy with a fucking towel, a tie wrapped around his head, just slamming it around. I'm just kind of out there. I got a little hip shake. A little, oh,
he loves this.
Oh,
he does the arm thing. And
big into the arms.
Loves that one.
Oh, hey, little girl, what's up?
Hey, little girl, what's up?
I almost prefer the guy with the tie around his head. No offense.
And also, I'm big on Asa's going to be like going to some deep like seated issues with this one, but I always go up to like a little girl and I'm kind of just like do like the fun.
I mean that is where she's going to go with
this. But
you're doing that for attention. You're the funny guy.
That's the classic.
You don't really care about a little girl. You're just doing it like, hey, look at me.
I'm having fun.
Funny.
Look at you.
It's wedding crashers. There's a reason why Vince Vaughn did it.
Right.
It's a classic move.
No, the most charming dance move
any event. Dance with like the grandma.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
That because there is no little kid.
Grandma can't keep up with me.
How about this, John?
I need a little more energy on the floor.
Do you guys like the dance floor? Let's call them like games, like when they tie the ties together and you're doing a jump rope, or then you're doing like a limbo.
I know you don't like those. I do.
John does the dance around the bottle, don't you?
I'll play spin the bottle. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you ever do the one where the bottle is like a fire and you dance around it?
I do that one a little bit. I'm more into spin the bottle.
I walk right through the bottle. I kick it over on purpose when I see that happening, and I'm like, what happened?
So you're the guy who drags someone on the dance floor. You're the guy who ruins someone else's fun.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. In that case, I absolutely am.
Okay.
Because
they're
fun.
Just so we're clear, you're the guy you hated 5 minutes.
No. Their fun is stupid, and they're embarrassing everyone involved. So I just walk through it.
No, I'm more spin the bottle.
Wait, I feel like spin the bottle is totally not. It's like apples and oranges.
You spin the bottle, and whoever points at it, you dance.
Not like the true spin the bottle.
Oh, I've never played that version.
I actually never have either, but I understood what you're talking about. I wouldn't want that either. It's like, I'll go in the middle when I want to go in the middle. Fuck you in your bottle.
Yeah.
Why are you walking
in the middle of a dance floor anyway?
What?
Why are you walking in the middle of a dance floor?
You never like walk to the bar or walk by a group? You're always dancing when you're on a dance floor?
The dance floor is usually just off from a bar.
I mean, if you're
not necessarily. Sometimes you have to cut through it to get to.
Go to the bathroom, go to the bar, walk to your friends.
I hope I never have to attend a wedding or anything with John. Because I think
we're safe.
That's not true. Like, what if someone at Barstool gets married?
You guys should go as dates, and then you guys would have a blast.
Oh, hell no. I can tell you're like a fun Nazi. No, I take that back. Not a fun Nazi, but like a Nazi of having fun.
No, I'm not.
Like you
demand
it. You
just said you're gonna like pull people on the dance floor.
Who's gonna pull anywhere on the dance floor?
You just want to dance by yourself.
Who did I say was gonna pull on the dance
floor? Just give me a little girl and a dance and a beat, and I'm happy.
I'm not gonna make anyone dance. I didn't say
judging others for not having enough fun.
I'm judging everyone all the time. Yeah,
that's true. We are a judgmental crew. We can't throw stones about that one, Asa. But he would be a good date to, like, you know, eat yourself retarded and sit there and probably take a shit later and then groan in bed. If you're into that sort of thing.
I've never had a complaint as a wedding date. I've been a
wedding
date.
I can see
you
being a good wedding date. The next topic on All Around the World, John, I think you're going to like this one. We go to Saudi Arabia, where they reportedly deported a man for being too handsome. Three men were removed from a festival after it was deemed they were too irresistible to women.
I've heard this before.
I can think of nothing better than being deported for being too hot. If I could get deported from the United States to one of these shitty countries for being too hot and make the news, sign me up.
There it is kind of the ultimate compliment.
The ultimate. You are so irresistible, we can't even have you in this country anymore.
I'd be like Tom Hanks in the
like
terminal.
In like a 3,000 mile radius.
Wait, Tom Hanks in the terminal.
Wait, he's like just a man without a country? I would willingly be a man without a country.
On my own nation.
Yeah.
On my own sexy fucking
look,
nation.
Look, I love America as much as the next guy. If they want to kick me out for being handsome, I'm okay with it.
Send me to the moon as long as everyone knows that the reason is I'm too sexy. I will go live in space by myself and just be on my Twitter. Like, yeah, that's me. I'm the guy who's so hot I got kicked off of planet Earth.
Doing selfies by the fucking, what's the lake called over there? I forget. But
the Lake of Tranquility, thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be me.
I feel like, and this is going to get possibly racist. It's not too hard to get kicked out of Saudi Arabia for being too handsome.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just
what?
Not.
What?
Well,
there
I guess.
There are some hot Arab dudes.
What? There are
really
no hot Arab women.
Yeah, so what do they do?
No,
what, do they just fuck
I
each
know
other?
What, no, I know what type you're thinking, but there are some really beautiful ones.
I'm thinking the stereotype.
It's kind of like, yeah, you're thinking stereotypical. Also,
as always.
Like,
yeah, you think.
You know how, like, when you think of, like, say, Israelis? You don't think necessarily like, oh, beautiful people.
Well, yeah,
but like
Bar Raphael.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
like,
listen, we'll put it this way. Every ethnicity has their top head.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's whether on the whole you're a good looking people. Like Irish people. We're not good looking. We're not stereotypically good looking. Me and you are, John. Are you Irish or are you all German
I'm
or some
Irish.
Shit? Yeah. We're me and you are good looking. Our people, they have fucked up teeth. And they have, like, weird facial features, probably some inbreeding going on. We're not a good-looking people. The Italians, like, beautiful Italian women, they're good-looking people. Arab people are not good-looking.
They don't.
Let's just call a spade a spade.
And if they probably say the same about us. They probably say we're fat, and they have our stereotype in the head, which is fair. It's not inaccurate.
Again,
fat American.
Stereotypes all exist for a reason.
But I just I can you name me a good looking even the famous Arabic guys? I can't think of one that's like hot.
I can't even think of a single famous one right
now. I don't
now.
Know. There's a couple of Patels around.
I mean, the only Arab people I can think of.
Well, Patel's Indian.
Wait, Patels are
Patel's
Indian.
Patel's Indian, so that's off that.
Well, they're all kind. That's kind of the same. Saudi Arabia and India.
No,
are
but
like
I know what you're saying. Like I think the ultimate example of this is redheads. Like I think. In general, not the best looking group of people, but that one in a billion that's hot, like the Lindsay Lohan, the Borat's wife, like those are, they're incredibly hot.
Yeah, if you're a hot redhead, you're very hot. If you're a regular redhead, you're ugly, basically. It's all or nothing. It's a black or white situation.
I still wouldn't put Arabs in that category. I like their skin tone. I don't know. I think they're a good looking people.
I think if you were a good looking people, you wouldn't have laws that you can't show your face and body.
That's part of the problem, too.
Well, the men can.
Yeah, but even the men wear a lot of dresses.
Yeah, but they can show their faces.
John, you basically wear dresses sometimes. What are you talking about? You have your, like, flowy, long shirts. You're, like, 6 more inches away from being in a dress.
I'm 6 more inches away from being a lot of dresses, but I'm 6 inches away. I'm still really violating skirt code.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with spring 2017's couture. We'll see what happens, Johnny. Moving on, we go to Winnipeg now, where a bus driver has been stabbed to death after waking up a sleeping passenger. Bus driver Irvine Frazier pulled up to the last stop on his shift on Tuesday, went to the back of the vehicle to wake someone up. Chaos ensued, progressed to violence, and he ended up being stabbed and is dead.
I think I know what happened here.
Hit me.
I bet you this was... the person who was sleeping was probably on like a 3-day meth binge.
Yeah, if you're falling asleep
and
on a
crashed.
Yeah, when you're dead asleep at the last stop of the bus, you're definitely a junkie, and it's like you let sleeping dogs lie. I'm not gonna go wake up some junkie on the bus. That's the worst part of being a bus driver. You gotta be around junkies. I would just leave
but
that
like,
person
maybe
sleeping
you
there.
You have to like leave the bus.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I'm
what?
Leaving that junkie on the bus and leaving. I am so. Yo, I don't
that's,
wake
that's
up.
That's an absolute no-brainer.
You don't
no-brainer.
Wake up anybody. I actually, that should be a rule. Don't ever wake anybody up. They're sleeping for
what?
A reason. Either they need to sleep or they're like, you know, tweaking out on drugs. One or the other. They'll wake up when their body says so. You don't need to interfere in any way.
If just frame the guy, like break the back window or something like that, and be like, "Wow, look what he did! He broke onto the bus to sleep." I got nothing to do with that.
Now, you, John, are a notorious. Like you can't wake you up.
Correct.
It's impossible. Asa,
I've never seen
anything like it. When John's been drinking and he goes to sleep, he doesn't go to sleep. He hibernates. He
because I don't sleep during the week. I don't sleep at all. And
you
then,
build it all up.
And
the
then
weekend.
When I do, I literally hibernate. Like, the weekends are for sleeping. That's what I do. Monday through Friday, I sleep from, like, 3 a.m. to, I don't know, 8, give or take. Maybe even a little later. Maybe 3:30. And then on the weekend, I catch up on it all. So when
yeah,
I get
but,
hammered.
But there's something, like, we were in Houston, and we're drunk one night. And he's like, "Let's do the radio tomorrow. Come on, like, me and you, yeah." And I'm like, "This is 3 a.m., John, talking.
Yeah.
I'll see you at 3 p.m. when the goddamn show is over." We had people who kicked him in the face trying to wake him up.
This is news.
When, yeah, exactly. You don't even know that you were being kicked in the face in Houston.
Who kicked me in the face?
Multiple people did.
Name names, bitch.
You know I don't drop governments on here. Bottom line is...
No snitching.
Yeah, snitches get stitches, and bus drivers don't wake up meth heads who are sleeping.
But that's honestly, you know how some animals have just weird protections, like camouflage, or they change colors or whatnot to protect from predators?
This is your, like, evolutionary trait?
That's mine. And it's, in fact, a very kind one, because it protects you. Because if I got up...
You would stab me to death.
I'd stab someone.
Exactly.
So my body's like, don't get up. He'll turn into a super angry hero, and he'll start killing people. Make sure the little minions in my mind are just cranking that keep sleeping fucking lever. Like, keep going! Go
keep going, or we're catching a murder case.
This is actually something I'm so glad that you said, John, because, so, you know, I've never had a real job. And ever since I started at Barstool and had to work Monday through Friday, which has literally never happened before in my lifetime, I totally just like sleep all weekend, and I can't believe that there's people who do that. Like, if you had kids, you can't do that.
I was gonna
right?
say I'm ready to murder both of you. Like, John's like, I only get 5 or 6 hours a night, and then I have to sleep for 2 straight days. I'm like, yo, weekends are.
So what do you do?
I am so tired all of the time. The weekends are the worst. I don't even have a fucking nanny or a daycare. I have to watch the kid myself. When I wake up on Saturday morning, I look over at my wife, and she looks at me, and she's like, we have, like, 12 or 13 hours to go before we can put her back to sleep. And the clock starts ticking. And then I have to kill time with a little one-year-old who's apparently too stupid to watch television. Who has a kid who doesn't watch TV? I put on the television. I have a gigantic fucking TV, and I put on the songs, and I put on the channel. She just walks around. You know what she does? I'm actually getting afraid that there's something wrong with her. She just goes over to the dog bowl and she just pours the fucking water on her.
Maybe
and I'm
she's
like,
colorblind.
Yo, there's a television on the wall. Watch the television and stop dumping the sloppy dog water on yourself. I've got the only kid in the world who doesn't want to watch TV. How do you kill time with a one-year-old for 13 hours? It's the worst. John, I said this to him yesterday. He was we're trying to binge The Missing, which is an awesome show. I'm on season one. John, he's already almost done with season two, which came out like yesterday.
I am done.
He is done. I highly recommend it. My most recommended show since, I don't know, like True Detective season one. It's up there. It's really good. Anyway, John was like talking about how he was like, yeah, I was like 6 episodes in. It was like 3 a.m. and I was like, ah, do I do another one? I was like, bro, I went to sleep at 9:45. Oh, I don't want to party. I don't care about going places. I just want to be able to binge TV to the wee hours of the morning, and I can't even do that.
It's the best.
That's a sad life.
I'm so mad right now because I got nothing left.
Yeah, that's also a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Which is like definitely first world problems. Like, I don't have any television to binge. Yeah. If anybody has tips on how to get your dumb kid to start watching television, please let me know. Last around the world, and then we'll get into voicemails. There is a mother-daughter duo from New Jersey who have been busted at a Motel 6 in Florida for a prostitution sting.
Oh, my God.
It was Tanya Gammon, 57, and her daughter, Darcelle, 31. an undercover cop called. He was the one. He was the John. It was a 30-minute encounter for $100. He said, when I arrived, I knocked on the door. I was greeted by Tanya, who was wearing lingerie. Tanya said, get comfortable, and retrieved a condom from the purse. A few minutes later, John, I think you'll be interested in this move. The mom pounced, grabbed the cop's hand, thrusted it towards her vaginal area, and said, quote, you got to make sure I don't have a dick, right? Which I guess maybe you do need to make sure of that. I'm thinking to myself, if I'm in this situation and the girl's like, hey, you want to check me for a dick? I'm like, maybe I didn't have high enough hooker standards here.
What's her self-confidence?
That's what I'm saying. Also, it should be very apparent by the other part of your appearance whether or not you have a dick.
Or how about, why is that on your mind at all?
Right. We shouldn't be talking about this at all.
Although, it's like saying, I'm definitely not lying, guys.
Yeah. It's like, well, now I definitely think you used to have a dick. Now it's running through my brain. I wasn't thinking that. Now I am. Anyway, two things here. One, I mean, this is straight out of Heartbreakers, which is my favorite movie of all time, because Jennifer Love Hewitt is the hottest chick ever in the movie Heartbreakers. But a mom-daughter duo, scheming people and acting as hookers together, I think it's awesome.
Wait, do they actually go through with the sex or no?
I'm assuming they usually do. Anyway, the way this one ended, this is my second point. They have to take your dick out to be like, all right, now we're arresting you. So that cop's got to sit there and they're like, his penis was briefly exposed, and then everybody runs in. That's a tough spot to be in.
I think that's where they know that they got you
because that I don't think there's any arguing your way out of it.
I thought it was the exchange of money.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that. They said briefly exposed his penis and authorities swooped in. I mean, I guess when you're with a hooker who's like, you may or may not have a dick, it's not that good. But if you're with a hot hooker, it's a tease. It's a tough spot to be that cop. Like, hang on, guys. Just come in 15 minutes.
Are you allowed to have a boner?
That's the other thing. That would be funny if we walk in. It's like, hey, Officer Feidelberg, his dick is hard.
how can your colleagues ever take you seriously again?
Be like, oh, your dick's hard for that hooker over there who might have a penis. That is not a good spot to be in. All right,
they have to see it flaccid, which is almost kind of worse.
Oh, yeah.
No, definitely worse.
No, the absolute rule is that you never show anyone your flaccid penis.
Right.
But that is a universal rule amongst men. Always hide your flaccid penis.
But if it's your boys, too, they've seen your dick. It's your boys storming in. Whatever. My dick's out.
Whatever. I'm an undercover cop. My dick's
out. Yeah, you've said that before, that you're not true friends until you see their dicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, okay, but I'll tell you this. You're not true friends until you've seen their dicks, but just because you've seen their dick doesn't mean you're true friends.
Correct.
Right. That's is a rectangle a parallelogram is a parallelogram a rectangle. It only goes one way. Let's get into the voicemails, which are brought to you by Pure Dior Shampoo and Conditioner. As we get older, you start to lose a little bit of hair. Your hair starts to thin. You got a bald spot, receding hairline. It's not fun. It sucks. It feels like you're helpless. You can't fix it. Guess what? You can. If you start washing your hair with Pure Dior, you're going to stop hair thinning. You might even grow some hair back. It's going to be thick. It's going to feel full, shiny, and clean. You're going to wash your hair every time you get in the shower unless you're Feidelberg and you're a grease ball. So you might as well use it with some shampoo and conditioner that's going to help your hair situation. There's over 13,000 reviews online positively speaking about how it helps stop the hair thinning. It's an 8-week clinical trial, so over the course of just 2 months, you're going to see fuller, thicker, nicer hair. Go to 2MinuteClub.com, the number 2MinuteClub.com, and 2MinuteClub.com/KFC, and you're going to get $20 off and free delivery. So that's 2MinuteClub.com/KFC for $20 off, or you can use the code KFC at checkout. Instantly get that $20 and the free shipping. Start growing that hair back. Let's get into the voicemails. We're going to begin today with this is Deal Breakers. I want to know if this is a deal breaker for you.
Jersey. Got a crazy story. I kind of need some good advice. So, self-awareness is the most important quality.
No doubt.
I consider myself, a 6 or 7, nothing crazy. But I'm a normal looking dude. So I go out with this girl, beautiful girl. She looks like Ashley from Entourage, if you guys are familiar, one of E's girlfriends later in the show. So we go out, we have a good time. Everything's going well. She's way out of my league. We go back to her place. We go into her room, and we're just hanging out. She takes off her sweatshirt, and she has, a crazy amount of armpit hair. And I froze up. So, you know, nothing happened that night, but she has like dude armpit hair. And, you know, I'm just wondering if it's okay if I go ahead and hook up with her. Like, is that a thing that a normal person would do?
I think I have John's answer by his face right now. John, I will pose this to you. Is armpit hair a deal breaker?
Armpit hair is a way bigger deal breaker than like a ton of pussy hair.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a no question deal breaker.
It might be, aside from like a full blown mustache, the most deal breaker when it comes to hair.
For
two reasons. It's just disgusting to have, like, long, stringy hair under your arms if you're a chick. And two, it probably means you're, like, an annoying feminist on top of it all.
Yeah, no
you're
one
probably
no
doing
one
it to make
normal.
A statement.
No one
or French.
Yeah, and I don't like that either, so either way, you're out.
No one normal has it. Like, yeah, French might be worse than being a feminist.
Like, Asa, don't you probably like shave? Like, you wouldn't want gross hair under your arms, do you?
I feel really conflicted about this because, like, you know, as a woman, I mean, I do feel like, you know, every woman should do as she pleases with her own body. Like, fuck what everyone else thinks.
Boo! Give me your real answer.
Said,
boo!
Like, my personal taste, like, I like things that dudes like. Like, I don't wear a piece of clothing just for the sake of fashion or, like, for other girls. Like, I like things that dudes are going to find attractive.
And
I know
that was the most unfeminist statement of all time. Everything I do for men.
Basically. And I hate that about myself, but it's like, it's become my taste.
Asa, can I tell you, I love that about you. That's one of my favorite traits of yours is that you do everything for guys.
Like, guys don't like armpit hair, and I therefore will never have armpit
hair. But you don't like armpit hair either.
You wouldn't want fucking armpit hair.
But
if I told you tomorrow that, like, it wouldn't matter, I feel like you would still keep shaving your armpits.
No, it wouldn't matter wouldn't be enough. But if every guy, it's like if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it? Like, yeah, I would.
No doubt.
Because if every guy in the world were all of a sudden like, armpit hair is the hottest thing, I'd be like, oh my God, I think I like armpit hair.
You know what we should do?
If you have armpit hair, you're just a fucking child. You're just someone saying,
it's literally the polar opposite of that.
No, but I mean, you're just someone saying, I don't mean that literally. I mean, someone saying that. Don't do that, and you're going, I'm gonna do it anyway.
Right.
Your parents are contrarian. Saying, just like the whole fucking world, society as a whole, there are billions of people. Everyone agrees you shouldn't have that, and you're going, I'm going to anyway. That's just
you're
a fucking
childish.
Child.
Yep. And it's gross, and you don't like it, and you're like sweaty and gross. Let me tell you, I mean, when you put like deodorant on as a dude, and it's like all white and shit, girls don't have to worry about that. You're getting it's like a lot better. I wish we could shave our armpits.
I don't really have
normal
armpit hair.
Again, I mean, Feidelberg is not a human.
I don't really grow armpit hair either, to be honest.
Yeah, that you shave your armpits. There's no way that is what is.
Wait,
just,
do you have none?
It looks like he buzzed them.
I don't have armpit hair at all. I don't have armpit hair, leg hair. I just have chest
He's like
hair.
A fucking cat. He's like a shaved cat. It's disgusting, actually.
It's really weird.
You can have some of mine.
But that's not this guy's question. The guy's question is, should I go ahead and hook up
we answered that right away. It's a deal breaker. It's a fucking huge deal breaker.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, I think he should fuck her.
Why?
Just because, like, what? You might as well get your
dude,
dick.
I mean,
you know how, all right, so have you ever heard the,
just like, I don't know, do a doggy style or
did you see the,
just keep your arms down and we can get the job done here.
I don't think it's a deal breaker, no. I'm
it's
just
a
saying
deal breaker.
I personally wouldn't do that.
In Hall like, Pass, they say, you know, would you rather suck a dick for 5 seconds or kiss a guy for 10 seconds or something like that. And they talk about when you're kissing, like how weird it must be to have the fucking, you feel the guy's beard,
hair,
the whiskers coming up on you. Like imagine you're fucking a girl and you're just like caressing her body and you get two fucking handfuls of armpit hair.
But
what do you do?
You
just don't put your hands there.
That's a pretty normal place to have, like, you know, when you're, sex is just wrestling, and when you're wrestling, sometimes you hit
Listen,
under the armpit.
There's too much of a risk that your wispy armpit hair is going to, like, be on my body.
Dude,
I'm out.
I've never had sex with a girl and not seen her armpits. It's like
John's got an armpit fetish.
Oh my God! You know what? I'm gonna join the people who don't like sex. We're like, everything's a fucking fetish on this show, dude. When you're having sex with a person and they're laying on their back, you see their fucking armpits. It's fucking normal.
Imagine, it's not even really about the hair touching. Imagine just seeing it. Imagine some
girl
got her arms
like,
above
you
her.
Fucking,
like,
you're pinning her wrist back. You just got
yeah,
fucking hair
you know
in
what?
Your face.
But, like, don't you? I don't know if you guys get this, but, like, or I think you do. I mean, but, like, you know when you have, like, once you're fucking someone, like, once you have boner brain, like, can't you just overlook
no,
it?
I've never dealt with it.
I will
true.
Say, you know what I mean? If I didn't say somehow we start having sex and her shirt's not off and then we're in the middle of it and I see armpit hair, I'm going to finish.
Yeah.
This is one I don't know.
I think you know. I think you would.
I don't.
I've finished.
What if
the
I'm
worst.
Fucking kissing a nipple and I'm just staring hair follicles in the eye?
You stop.
That's where your
nipple.
Head is. You're you fucking looking them in the eye.
You stop looking and you close your eyes and you finish the deal. And that, if you think that you wouldn't do that, sir, you are lying to yourself and you are lying to the listeners of this good podcast.
I don't know. I think I'd be like, what the? I mean, first of all, I don't think it would get that far. I think
you would know.
You'd
and you would
know
stop.
Beforehand.
But there's a chance you could start having sex with a chick with her shirt on. And then it's like, surprise, gotcha. I'm a hairy armpitted feminist bitch. Let's talk about murder.
AKFC fights Asa. I want to know, who would you face in a battle of death? And the catch is, if you lose, you obviously die. But if you win, you become that person. Thanks.
All right, so you got to murder somebody. You got to choose a good target. Because you want someone that you can beat. But you get to become that person after you murder them. So you got to make it like kind of a worthwhile choice. So
there's plenty of fucking people here.
Here?
No, I mean, I'm not this fucking.
It's like, honest. I'm not. Jesus I don't Christ. Care about switching lives with anybody.
No, I mean,
here.
This isn't a hard. You could kill pretty much anybody. in a battle of the death?
You could kill anybody?
I mean, fucking everyone in Hollywood's 5'5.
Like,
so no
so
one
who
in Hollywood
picking?
Is tall. I don't know. Fucking kill Efron.
You will. You'll kill
no,
Zac Efron?
Are you kidding me?
He's so fucking jacked. He's on like
so
steroids now.
He's 5'7".
Who cares? He's fucking ripped.
Height has nothing to do with strength. If anything, it's a bigger advantage to be short and lower to the ground.
I think.
And lighter.
I think I'm not going to take your.
Conor McGregor is 5'9". You going to beat him up?
No, but Efron has no physical training.
Efron's
been
like,
a drama kid
five.
Since he was fucking like 12.
Zac Efron. Is 5'8". He's McGregor size. He is like jacked up on steroids.
He's big.
I don't think you could kill Zac
Efron. I don't think
Zac
Efron can throw a punch.
I don't think you can throw a punch.
I've been in more fights than you.
Two? Two to my one?
I'm undefeated in fights in my life.
I think you are grossly underestimating.
I mean, so if you can't take Efron, who are you? I mean, I don't know that I'd win,
see,
but
I'm
risking things too. Like, I'm not thinking I'm not going to walk out there and beat the shit out of Efron, but you have to risk something to win something.
Yeah.
Anyone I could fucking kill easily, I don't want their life.
False.
I agree
with
that.
I have my answer. Okay, well, who would you kill, Asa?
No, I'm with John. Like, you know, like if they want me in their club, I don't want to be in that club.
Yeah.
If I can kick their ass, like, I don't want their
life.
All
right, well, think about this. Let me throw this out there because this guy's been in the news this week. I will kill Evan Spiegel, the little Jewish nerd who invented Snapchat, who's a billionaire and is going to fuck Miranda Kerr once they get married. I will go stomp out that little Jew nerd and then have sex with Miranda Kerr and have billions of dollars.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, great answer by me. Good job, Kevin.
I mean, I can't argue that.
Excellent answer because you just fucking nailed it. Zac Efron.
I think
you
Efron,
picked out maybe one of the most jacked guys out there
yeah.
right now.
He's jacked.
He's been training with The Rock to do
he's
Baywatch.
Like known for his body.
Fucking who cares? So are models. I could kick the shit out of models, too.
Tough guy.
This is where, oh, here it is. We're asked a question about fighting. We're talking about fighting. You're a tough guy now.
So Zac Efron's your final answer.
I'm not saying I'm gonna go out there and kick Efron's ass. He might win, but I think Efron's a good start for like someone who's worthwhile.
So let me just say this: if you think that he's so easy to beat, would you?
I'm not saying he's so easy to beat.
You're betting that you could beat him.
I'm not. I'm betting we'll have a fair fight. I think
okay.
I would come out the victor.
So you would not feel embarrassed if your death was like beaten to death by Zac Efron.
Fuck no.
I think I would be okay with that too.
Yeah.
Like, you would be in the headlines for sure.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah,
you hear about that
me.
Dude
well,
Zac Efron beat to death?
Yeah.
That's like
I
you become famous after
pick.
You're
an actually,
artist
Efron, dies. Now that I'm thinking about it, Efron has been in a, like, I think he was in a fight recently about something.
Zac Efron would beat your ass.
I think in your mind, you're thinking of, like, High School Musical Zac Efron.
I've seen every fucking Zac Efron movie. Don't tell me which one I'm thinking of. I know which one I'm thinking of. The most
recent. Even in 17 again, he was already in shape.
I'm well aware that Zac Efron's in shape. You guys aren't breaking news to me here.
This is crazy.
You guys are like, have you seen Zac Efron in the last 10 years? He's put on some pounds. He's doing push-ups.
But you do know you do know that being in shape equals strength, right?
There's gym muscles and strength, though. Those are two different things.
But he's got those popcorn muscles. So who are you going to kill?
I would 100% kill Ashley Olsen. Because she's tiny.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's not many people smaller than you. She's a billionaire.
Yeah, there's not many people smaller than me. And I've seen the Olsen twins from, like, far away, and they were definitely smaller than me.
I feel like you could kill them very easily.
They've been privileged.
Hey, you know what? I'll kill Mary-Kate. We'll kill the Olsen twins together.
And just take their money.
Yeah, done.
Okay. Except part of my thing was I really wanted to hang out with Mary-Kate.
Well, in comes the twins thing. You know, it's always back to twins with Asa Akira. Good choices all around, except for John. He's just been murdered by Zac Efron. Sorry, John.
I'm the only guy here who likes a challenge.
Your bare hands? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to murder them.
Yeah, I can't bring a gun.
That wouldn't be exactly fair. Let's see. What do we got? Social media. Let's talk about it.
Yo, what's up, KFC Fights, Asa Keegs? So I was on Facebook, Instagram today, Twitter, seeing all the Valentine's shout-outs, and most of them are extremely obnoxious. So I just kind of want to get your guys' feedback on the most annoying media pet peeve 2017. Some that come to mind are when someone gets engaged and the girl says, I get to marry my best friend, or maybe someone giving a shout-out to their grandpa's birthday on Facebook when you know the guy either doesn't have Facebook or doesn't even know what Facebook is. So yeah, I just kind of want to rant with things.
Those are two that are very high on the list. Marrying my best friend is the dumbest thing in the world.
Marrying my best friend is the dumbest thing in the world.
It's like
I hate when people say that.
Yeah, it's
like if I did marry my best friend, it would be my deepest, darkest secret.
Well, continue. Do go on.
No, I just think that's lame. First of all, you shouldn't marry your best friend. You should have a best friend.
Yeah, then you should marry the person who you like and you want to fuck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to marry John.
Yeah, like it's healthy to have outside friends. That's important.
What else you got on the list of social media pet peeves? I feel like John is the wheels are just spinning over there right now.
Yeah, I used to have social media pet peeves, and then I saw more people complaining on Valentine's Day
about the post.
And it's always like that with everything. But I've decided to just – I think I said on one of our earlier podcasts on this season two of KFC Radio, that the internet had become my wife and I'm kind of just done fighting with it.
You just give up.
It's like, whatever, man. Like, fucking do – say what you want. You married your best friend. Happy birthday, Gramps. Fucking R.I.P.
Like, it's true, though. Almost like complaining about those things has become like the new one of those things.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Like making fun of pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah,
for
it's
example,
cliche.
Is
now
like
you're the
new
joke.
Basic thing.
No one tweets about pumpkin spice lattes unless they're making fun of them.
Right.
No one does.
I think the same thing, too, and I used to do this all the time with Mail Time and Cubicle Chronicles. Like, you complain about small talk. It's like, just do the small talk. Just be like, yeah, it's cold out there, rather than being like, I can't do the small talk.
Right.
Like, just fucking do it, because that's how it goes. I think so. That would probably be my thing, is like the pendulum effect, where it's like, everything swings back so quickly. I mean, there are a lot of annoying things out there, though. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, yeah, in the whole fucking world, there's tons of annoying stuff. But social media.
Did you see the thing I tweeted?
I hate people rather than things now.
Did you see the thing I tweeted the other day where it was just an endless chain that never ended? It was like a quote tweet, and everything was like, I can't believe this.
Right.
I mean, there were people who clicked through like hundreds of tweets.
Yeah, that's an old thing too, though. Like, people used to always do that, and I guess they're doing it again now. But that's stupid. It's all stupid, but I'm not gonna like go out of my way to say it's stupid because that's annoying too.
Just
stay in your lane and just shut the fuck up.
That is just words of wisdom for life. Also, words of wisdom for life is to join the 5-4 Club, because they have exclusive brands that you can only get when you become a member at this club. They launched in 2002, so they've been in business for 15 years now, creating premium clothing and sending them out in the mail to people so that they can build their wardrobes over time. You don't have to go to the mall. You don't have to worry about shopping. You don't have to wait on any lines. And you don't really have to know anything about style, because they'll take care of it for you. You go on to 5-4 Club. You pick a general style, whether maybe you're a classic, maybe you're fashion forward. You give them your sizes. And from there, their stylists take care of it. Every month or so, they're going to send you a package with a couple items of clothing. And you don't have to worry about what they pick out. You know you're going to like it because it fits your style profile. Right now, if you use the promo code KFC at sign up, you're going to get 50% off your first month's package. So go to 54 Club, spell it out, F-I-V-E-F-O-U-R, club.com, promo code KFC, get a half-price first month package, and you're going to get a free pair of 54 sunglasses valued at $75. The offer expires at the end of this month, so get it in before February. It's 54club.com, promo code KFC, going to get 50% off and get some sunglasses for $75. Let's talk about Valentine's Day. It's a wrap-up.
So I had a guy message me on Facebook a few days ago asking for my friend's address so that he could send her Valentine's Day flowers. So obviously I texted her and was like, hey, who is this guy, and do you want him to send you flowers? And she told me no. Apparently he's been, like, in love with her since eighth grade. So I told him no, and then afterwards I was thinking – I should have sent him my address so that I could have gotten free flowers. Would that have been the most evil thing to do to someone on Valentine's Day? And would there have been any repercussions for doing that?
This just shows.
God damn it.
God damn it. I mean.
What? Why god damn it?
God damn it, Asa, dude.
Wait, are you guys, please continue. I'm curious.
I think the fact that this girl
thought she was the one pulling the wool over.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, I'll get her. I'll get her flowers. You'll get her rape too. That's what you'll get. If you give her address and pretend that that's your house, yeah, you'll get some flowers. And then you'll get this guy who's been in love with you since fifth grade fucking showing up, stalking you, raping you, and killing you.
Thought the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you don't give your address.
Yeah,
out.
So the fact that she was like, ooh.
The flowers are a ruse.
Would that have been so evil of me to get these fucking flowers?
And that's also the point, too, with the whole flowers and Valentine's Day thing. Like, the thought that there's a girl out there scheming on how to get free fucking flowers, I don't know, buy some fucking flowers if you want them. The thought that it's like, I'm going to have to send my address to this stranger because then I'll have some Valentine's Day flowers. Oh, I really got him. I really gamed the system.
I'm curious if she meant evil to the dude or
friend? No, yeah. She's like, ha ha, I schemed some free flowers out of you. It's like, congratulations. You're the big winner.
It would be one thing.
And
if
you're
going to
get R worded. It's one thing, what?
It's one thing if it's chocolates. Because that's
chocolates are worth death. Chocolates are worth the new stock.
Giving out your address.
Like, let's take death out of the equation for a second. Because I agree. I agree.
Not this situation. Can't take it out of this one.
Give your address to someone who's had a crush on you since eighth grade. Like, that's just stupid. But if it weren't for rape/murder, like, I still don't understand why. Like, is free flowers that valuable?
No, that's my point. It's like, I think it's ridiculous that anyone would call up a radio show and be like, ha, 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 I hatched this diabolical plan to get a fucking dozen roses. Good for you.
Because it's true. Like, I think the only thing that makes flowers good is the intention behind it, right? Like,
yeah, whereas
chocolate, like, I don't give a fuck about the intentions. I just like chocolate.
That's why you buy yourself Cherry's Berries.
Yes, this is true.
You're your own Valentine. Speaking of food,
but
if you have to go send
myself flowers, like, that's pointless.
Anyone who has to go to that length for Valentine's Day, relax.
Just relax, dude.
Knock it off.
Seriously.
You're so fucking annoying. Don't if you have to go behind someone's back to get their address or some shit like that. It's like happy birthday, right? Happy birthday. Don't wish me a fucking happy birthday on my Facebook, right? Just if you have my number, text me. If you don't, we're not good enough friends, and it's like I'm not going to realize.
You know what? I changed my mind.
That's
your
social media pet peeve.
That is my social media.
I guess that one's pretty bad.
Every fucking day is somebody's birthday, and I'm not doing it anymore.
But I don't even look at them.
I'm not wishing people happy birthday anymore.
See,
like, that's it.
I've never done it because I've had this rule. Like, if I don't have your number, I'm not wishing you happy birthday. If I do, I'll text. If you're someone I would text, I'll text it to you. That's that. Same thing with fucking Valentine's Day flowers. If you don't have my address or you don't know where I work,
you shouldn't be sending me flowers.
Right. Don't
you're not
send
in a position
her fucking
to send
flowers. It's fucking
so
easy.
Yeah, but that's not how stalkers think.
Also, by the way, to back it up, where you said, like, talking about sending yourself flowers, I think chicks definitely do that, too. I think there are girls who will send flowers to themselves in the office to make themselves, like, look in front of their coworkers like someone sent flowers.
Well, that's a whole other thing, though.
They're crazy. Girls are fucking crazy. Yeah, like, and by the way, if we're going to abolish happy birthdays on the internet, I think we need to end God Bless You.
Yes! Thank you! you. Yes. No.
You're a big God bless you guy?
God bless you guy.
Oh, I'm so out on it. No, and you know what I'm really
so
upset
out
about?
On it, but I can't stop. You
can't, because if you don't, people get like, they think you're really rude.
It's like, just like, it's just, yeah, it's just
all to commit. We all together at once.
To just all agree.
No,
all agree.
No.
You want to keep, if you have the choice of just snapping your fingers and getting rid of God bless you, or you want to keep up this ridiculous tradition, you're going to keep
it
up.
It's so fucking stupid.
And then when someone sneezes twice, you say it again. When they sneeze three times, though, you're like, all right,
I'm not giving you another one.
You just
get one. You just get one with me. But it's what separates the animals from or the humans from the animals.
I'll be an animal.
If nobody
did it, but there would be no separation.
But that's just never going to happen if they do it. And I think that if I sneeze in this office and no one says God bless you, I look around, I'm like, you goddamn fucking
yeah,
monsters.
And I'm looking around at you, looking around at us, and I'm like, you're a fucking pussy.
Dude, just
you
say,
need God's blessing because your body's expelling dust from your
nose.
I don't
need your God bless you. I just look at you and I pity you that you were raised by such wolves.
I look at
you
and I pity
you
that you get bent out of shape whether someone speaks words after you fucking sneeze.
I'm just going to be polite. It's
John, I agree with you. I agree with you. Like, I cannot, if somebody around me sneezes, even if I don't know the person, I cannot stop myself from saying bless you because I think it's so fucking rude when someone doesn't say it.
Right. It's just the same reason when I go to dinner.
I wish it. If we were all on the same page about it, none of us would have to do it anymore.
I mean,
it's one less thing to worry about, John.
If we were all on the same page about things, I think, like, God bless you is way down the list.
I don't think so.
As
it's at the top of mind, pal.
I don't need a napkin on my lap when I'm at dinner. I do it because it's fucking what polite people do. I think there's a lot more practical use in a napkin on your lap. It's called having manners.
Like, you don't.
It's called having manners. It's called reading How to Be a Gentleman by Brooks Brothers every once in a while.
John, sometimes their food might fall on your lap and you have a fucking napkin. There's nothing for God bless you.
Bless you has no logical explanation to it. It's not logical. It's simply illogical.
It's the most made-up custom in the world.
No.
The other day, I think it was Rose.
All
that
customs
tweeted,
are made up.
We shouldn't have to say bless you. The person who sneezed should just say excuse me, and that would be logical.
Done.
Because
sorry,
I sneezed and spit all over everything.
But people say it's
you're
both.
Excused.
It's both. It's the same
it
thing.
Shouldn't
it's,
be though.
It's both. It's going. Hey, it's all right. I go excuse me, and they go, hey, God bless. It's all right.
No one is saying like
I
it's okay.
Yeah,
they're just saying God bless you because it's a weird fucking phrase.
Because it's polite.
I'd rather say it's okay.
I would rather be given the option to say it's okay.
When you sneeze from now on, John, I'm going to be like, cut it out. Shut your close that fucking beak of yours up.
That's fine.
Plug that schnoz up. I don't want your fucking snot everywhere.
At least you're acknowledging
well,
it.
Well, I will continue saying bless you.
I'm out on it. And
but
no
I
more happy birthdays.
To live in a world one day where we don't have to.
Let's talk about food because, well, that's all three of our favorite things in the world.
Hey, what's up, KFC? Awesome fights. So my wife and I, we've been trying to eat better recently, and today we both kind of were on the same page. We're like, let's have a cheat meal. So I'm super excited about it. I know exactly what I want. I'm going to make some pasta, and I'm going to make homemade garlic bread. So I had to run out and do something, so I make a list for her, and she says, I'll go to the store. I go, okay. I leave. I come home, and she said, when she came back, she says, I didn't look at the list, and I forgot it, so I just bought other things.
What a fucking bitch.
What a fucking bitch.
Can I divorce her? Or
yes.
Like, is there anything worse than like having your heart really set on something you want to eat and then someone just blatantly disregarding it? Like, am I overreacting? Am I an asshole? I was so upset I went back to the store. Half because I needed to get away from her and half because I wanted to get the things that I've had my heart
through. First of all, my man loves garlic
bread. What's the problem with that?
Loves his garlic bread.
It's not just about the garlic bread, though. Like, this guy has the same kind of eating disorder I do, I think. It's when you're dieting and then food just becomes, like, the most amazing fucking thing ever. And if Tony says to me, like, in the morning on a cheat day, like, let's have pizza today, and then I get my heart set on pizza, and then he decides, like, oh, actually, I'm not going to have a cheat day. Like, nothing makes us fight harder. Nothing.
This guy, when he was off carbs,
I turn into a monster.
This guy used to dream about bagels. He would go to sleep at night and it would be visions of bagels dancing in his head.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. I mean, when I if you go to like a restaurant and they change the menu, like they don't have like your favorite dish anymore, when you think you're going to get some food and you don't. And I'm looking over at John, and I feel like John is basically like, well, you just eat the next thing up. Like, whatever else is there, no big deal.
Yeah, I just eat.
John eats. See, you're a paradox, because you say you don't really like food, and you just eat for, like, survival, but then you talk about how you eat until
you're
coming out
of
your fucking eyeballs.
I guess there are sometimes I want something more, but, yeah, generally I'll just eat whatever's there. I'll just eat whatever is convenient.
So why don't... You should always eat healthy, then. You should be in great shape.
Yeah, sure.
Why? Yeah, what? It's like, what's that about?
No, that's because you always eat like shit, right?
Yeah, because
so eating like shit isn't a luxury.
Salad. What's convenient is a sub.
They're pretty much the same.
Well, like, no, delivery. Like, who gets delivery salad?
You could, and it would.
I do.
And you would be like fucking hot.
Nah, that'd be crazy.
It would be crazy, but I'm just saying, if I were you and I didn't care about like how things tasted. I would be.
I mean, I care. How
I would look
taste.
Like Zac fucking Efron.
I care about how things taste. It's just I don't know. I don't really ever go out. Like when I open Seamless, I don't ever look for. It's like fucking watching a movie on TV or like an Apple Shuffle. I rarely have something in mind. I just scroll until something. I'm like, oh, okay, that'd be fine.
That I mean is just crazy.
Yeah.
You pick your food like you pick your porn. You just scroll around, and you're like, that'll get the job done.
Right, that's what I say. Like, yeah, like Netflix, like Apple, I guess, like porn. I have more of a direction, to be honest, than I when I have dinner.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people have their hearts set on porn more than food, in a way.
I know what I'm looking for more on a porn website than I do on a Seamless app.
I'm with you on that, but I will ultimately make sure that I like both of my choices, not just like, this.
Well, I don't get anything I don't like. It's just...
Right. No, I hear you.
Seem pretty indifferent to it.
I'm just not a decisive person. I need something. Remember the app Urban Spoon? That was
where you could just like tell you what's near you.
And I would just shake it. I'm like, okay, here's where we're going.
That's crazy person behavior. Absolutely crazy. We'll do two more. The last couple of voicemails are brought to you by BetDSI. March Madness is coming up. Just around the corner, March, my favorite month. We got St. Patrick's Day. We got the tournament. We got my birthday. March is just great. And the best part is you can make a lot of cash in the month of March watching college basketball and placing bets with BetDSI. If you sign up right now and use the promo code KFC200, you're going to get a 200% bonus on your first deposit. So if you put $500 in, you're going to get $1,000 back. So the bigger your first deposit is, the more free credits you get. So if you're going to plan on starting with a sports book and putting down some serious cash, you might as well do it with BetDSI, where they will match your whatever you put up. They have great customer service 24/7, 365. They have live in-game wagering. They have easy cash outs, and they've been in the business over 20 years and are highly rated on all the other sports book website reviews. So it's safe, it's easy, and they're going to give you free money, basically. So go to BetDSI.com and use the promo code KFC200. Last couple, two bizarre relationship situations.
Hey guys, Mike from Boston. Just got a quick question for you. So we have a friend dating this girl 3 to 4 months now. About 1 month into the relationship, she still is at home. 1 month into the relationship, we found out that her ex-boyfriend actually lives in the basement of her parents' house. Now we're just finding out that she's considering moving down in the basement with the ex-boyfriend. Tell me that this is one of the craziest things you've ever heard. We think he's got to dump her. There's no other option. Just let me know what you think.
Why does the ex continue to live in your parents' house once you're breaking up?
I mean, I can see a relation, or I can see a situation like that. Maybe I'm like totally projecting here, but like, you know, maybe the guy has like terrible parents and. I don't know.
Yeah, like, or whatever. Maybe he's like in his work situation.
I could
or
see
whatever.
A situation where I could see a situation where that's happening, and it's not because he's dating the girl still.
And then now she wants to move back in.
Yeah.
With their ex-boyfriend in her parents' basement. That sounds like maybe the worst living situation I've ever heard.
I don't think that I feel like maybe nothing shady is going on here.
Oh, like, I don't think maybe... it'd be shady. Well, I get it might be a little shady. Like, why would she move down? She's a bedroom.
But it is a deal breaker for me. Like, I could not handle that. No fucking
way. It's some white trash ass shit.
Yeah, that's actually. Just... I need to know like, the demographics of who we're talking about here, because like people like me and you, it's like, what is going on?
That's some white
like, just
trash
go get your own apartment
bullshit.
And like you, yeah. But it's like, hey, we all live in the same trailer
it's
park.
Really young.
Yeah, but even if you're young, I assume they're young. But even if you're young, this is still some white trash ass shit.
I don't know. I actually thought the total opposite. Like, I imagined these being like rich white kids from New York.
If they were rich white kids from New York, they wouldn't be living.
They had
their
own apartment.
Not necessarily, because rent in New York is so high.
If
like most
rich.
Trust fund babies, like live with their parents
yeah,
for quite a long
too.
Time.
Yeah, but no, their boyfriend don't move. Boyfriend doesn't move in for a long time. I've never.
I
heard
don't know.
Of this.
I think I'm really projecting in this situation. Like, I've been in situations like this before, and like, I feel like it's these. First of all, these people definitely do drugs. I think that's the main.
Back to a lot of the white trash ass shit. It's like, I'm gonna go to my basement with my ex boyfriend. We're gonna do a bunch of oxy, and it's gonna be great. Yeah,
he wouldn't be able to handle it. I don't think that this girl is necessarily like. Doing it because she wants to fuck her ex-boyfriend, but I also, if I were the boyfriend in this situation, I couldn't handle it.
I'd be way too jealous. Of your ex-girlfriend's basement, dude. Last voicemail, talking about studying abroad. We'll wrap it up today. this is silly.
What's up, KFC Radio crew? It's Chris from Connecticut. I have a bit of a problem right now. So basically what happened is I got into school in Europe, which is fucking awesome, for two semesters starting in September. And my girlfriend from about 4 years is basically expecting that me and her are going to go there together. Like, she just assumes that by me getting in, that means she's 100% coming with me from start to finish. I've been trying to drop hints and send messages that even though I'm still into her and we're still together and stuff, I kind of want to just do this on my own, but she's having none of it. I suggested maybe she come for last week and then we can do some traveling stuff together around Europe and that, but still she's having none of it. I'm wondering if you guys had any advice for me on how to go about the situation and not come off like a complete asshole for wanting to sort of do the whole Europe thing by myself rather than...
All right.
Just break up.
Yeah, listen.
Break
yeah.
up.
Break up's the answer.
Break I mean,
up. You're lying to yourself. You don't want to be with her.
A relationship of 4 years, you think you're going to just get to go abroad and be like, oh, I'll see you later, babe. I want to do this Europe thing by myself. You know what? Doing
if
the
you
Europe thing
by yourself,
is
year, yeah.
you're going to go around Europe and party and fuck other people. That's what doing Europe
yeah.
by yourself is.
Yeah.
Anybody who thinks that you can like just go abroad and that your relationship's going to survive is an idiot.
Dude, going on vacation with your... like wife for a week in Europe ends marriages. You think you're gonna go for a goddamn year?
I mean, a year apart, and after a 4 year relationship too. It's not even like, you know, if it was like a new hookup or something like that. But like, your girl is definitely going to expect her to like you're in her plans after 4 years to be like,
yeah,
oh, come on. I'm just gonna. I mean, do you know any girls? Have you been paying attention at all over the last 4 years? I'm just gonna go to a different country for a year. Just why don't you be cool about it? Oh yeah, that's what chicks
yeah,
do
she's
all
not
the
a,
time.
She's, to be fair, she's not the one who's being unreasonable. Right
not
now.
At all. No, not at all.
I'm going for a year.
See ya. We've been together
also,
for four.
Like,
I'm out of here for one.
If you don't want her to come with you, then you probably really just don't want to be with her.
There are times where you don't want him around.
A whole year? Yeah, I totally get that. Believe me. Like, I totally get that. I love when we're apart. But a year?
A year. And again, this guy's just going to run around banging all sorts of people over Europe. Just listen. You're in college. Don't have a girlfriend. Don't have a boyfriend. Especially if you're
yeah.
going to study abroad. Those things are awesome because you get to do whatever you want. And when you're in a relationship, you don't get to do it.
You're not
you want.
Even. It's the greatest. It's the study abroad.
I didn't do it, and I regret it every single day of my
it's
life.
It's the greatest trick we ever pulled on our parents. They say our generation's stupid. We're the smartest generation ever. We made going studying abroad. We made that a normal thing that you have to do. That every kid Every kid
has an experience.
It's an experience we told
you
them.
Learn.
And they believed us. They ate it up. They fucking ate it up like a fucking big bowl of soup.
Why? What do you mean? Do you not learn things?
It's
when you
fucking
go
barely college. It's
Dude,
fucking barely college.
You are it's basically like going on a European vacation for like months
yeah.
on end.
You get your parents the fun.
But don't you have to go to school?
Yeah, but it's like you go to school.
Yeah, it's like fake classes
that
are easy
to
pass.
You don't take real classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
pass how about
bullshit.
Even
it's
better?
So fucking,
what
the
about
the fact that we? If anyone's parents listen to this, shut up. I was kidding. It's real. Listen, but it's the fact that we convinced a whole generation of parents to fund months for us in Europe is insane.
How about even better than that? What about when people go to like Australia?
Yeah, my brother went to Australia.
Like what the fuck do your parents think you're learning in Australia?
He'd send pictures to like the group family chat of him skydiving or out on a boat. My mom would be like, it's Tuesday. What are you doing? It's like, he's like, oh yeah, like I'm actually on the Gold Coast, not even on the same coast of my college. I'm just chasing the country, man.
At least with
but
Europe,
you know
what? you can see history, and you're going to museums and shit. Fucking Australia is a nation of convicts. You're just hanging out with kangaroos in the sun, banging chicks.
Yeah.
There's nothing to learn in Australia.
I think even if it's Australia, like no matter where in the world it is, and even if you're not going to school every day, I think it's really important to see that other cultures
yeah,
exist.
Yeah, I get that. But to fund a 6-month minimum party, sometimes a year
like
long
after,
party.
Even after hearing all that you guys just said, if I had a kid right now who was at the age where they were going to go study abroad, I would still pay for it.
You have to because we've established it as a social norm. You don't have a choice.
Exactly. It's the smartest
the fact,
thing
John,
as we've ever
the
done.
The fact that I say to myself, well, I didn't go party for free for 6 months in college, like, and that's I'm the exception to the rule, is bananas.
I'm an idiot.
What have we done in this country? It's amazing. It's the greatest trick society has ever pulled. So if you're in college, absolutely.
We used to,
this is my one piece of advice that I can absolutely say with complete certainty. Everybody should study abroad. Pick a ridiculous country and go fuck everybody who lives there. And don't worry about college and don't worry about money. And just, it's the greatest thing that you can ever do.
We just skipped all this, like, school stuff. Like, we had weekends. Like, ooh, weekend trip away to go look at museums.
Nobody
fuck
cares.
Fuck that, man. Like, I'm not going to fucking look at museums in Lisbon. I don't give a shit
go
about that.
Go to Ibiza.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, study abroad. Don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend. These are words of wisdom from KFC Radio. We'll catch you guys next week. We're out.